Close your eyes and we can start our meditation practice. So with your eyes closed, your brain has more capacity to feel and also to hear. Not so much is taken up with visual data, which means you can be more aware, more mindful, especially of your physical feelings. In particular, how are you sitting? It does not matter if you're sitting on the floor or on a chair or leaning against the wall, but what is important is that you are comfortable. And in order to make that comfort very, very strong and be careful, meticulous, we look at our body part by part, starting off with your legs. So you can ask your legs, how are you feeling? It may sound strange to ask a part of your body a question, but you find that's what we call a skillful means for getting mindfulness of your legs. When I ask knees, how are you? Straight away my mind goes to the knees and I get an answer. So ask your legs, how are they feeling? And ask the second question, do you need to be moved, to be adjusted? And if the answer is yes, please adjust your legs. It's amazing how many people have been brought up in environments where you're controlled. So you just put your body in that position and think that you can't move it. But in meditation, it is kindness, letting things be. So, we are kind enough to adjust our body, in particular our legs. If you're on a chair, try pushing them forward, pushing them back, separating them, bringing them together to find the optimum position for your legs. Especially if you're cross-legged on the floor, there's a lot of pressure can go on those legs, on the knees or where the feet cross. If you don't be mindful and kind at the beginning of your meditation, your legs can cause you a lot of discomfort. Get it right first of all. And also this is learning how to be mindful, aware, and also kind. And then, when your legs are comfortable, check your butt. There's a lot of pressure on the bottom against a cushion or chair. Is your bottom comfortable? You find people sitting down and fidgeting because they're not aware enough to get their bottom in the best position to begin with. You get it right to the beginning, you don't have to move in the middle. And then once your bottom is comfortable, move your mindfulness, your awareness, your attention to your back. Get the back in just the right position. move your attention up to your, down to your hands. Make sure your hands are comfortable. Hands are often fidgeted during meditation. And it's again because we're not mindful, aware enough, careful enough at the beginning to make sure that even our hands are comfortable. So I feel my hands. Check them. Don't take them for granted. I linger my mindfulness on my hands until I know they're comfortable. And I move my attention up to my shoulders, relaxing them. Shoulders are usually tense because the mind is pulling at the end of two muscles, or the end of a muscle, the two ends of a muscle. And I imagine that muscle just like a string or a rope. I let go of both ends. And the muscle gets loose. The shoulders relax. I'm holding nothing tight. I'm letting go. And I'm going to move out to my head to make sure that that is well balanced on the top of my neck. And in particular, I got into the habit of just being aware of the muscles around my eyes and my mouth, to making sure that they are relaxed, they're not tight. Because a lot of emotional stress can be seen in the tightness around the eyes and the mouth. When we loosen those muscles, the lines of the face become open and free. But much of the emotions such as fear or anger also vanish. And then I look at my body as one unit, as a whole, not in parts anymore, but just as one body, relaxed, in a good position, ready to start meditation. But as I usually do on a Friday evening, before going to the mind, I spend a few more minutes with my body, looking through it, finding a place which is not balanced, which is in pain, irritating or aching. A part of my body which is not relaxed. I just notice in the middle of my chest there's an ache in my bowels, I think. Only very slight, but it could turn to be something more later on. So I just zoom in on that feeling, practicing mindfulness which just focuses on one small part of my body, the part which needs attention because it's irritating, it's aching. You may have worse aches or pains, headaches, bowel aches. Focus on those, zoom in on them. And once that ache, irritation, or even pain fills your mind, once you are fully aware of it, then you can do interesting things. Noticing just the attitude of the mind, the way you regard and perceive that feeling, changes it. If you look at that feeling with fear, wanting to get rid of it, wanting to drive it out of your body, it gets worse. You're stressing up around that feeling. On the other hand, if you let it be, embrace it, be kind to it, you find the intensity of the pain decreases. The irritation starts to ease off. Even the imbalance starts to get even again, balanced, not a problem. You're noticing through mindfulness how the mind interacts with physical feelings. And you soon learn. Learn by trial and error, and the feedback you get from mindfulness, how to take an ache or a pain in your body and relax it away. It's a very brilliant technique. Not only are you learning how to heal your own body, to relax away irritations or pain, you're also developing skills which also work in relaxing the mind in the later part of meditation. Meditation is not about willpower, it's about wisdom power. This is where you learn your wisdom. Focusing on a part of your body, noticing how the mind can look at it and relax it. Until the ache or the pain diminishes. Maybe only a little bit at first, but with practice, there's almost no pain which you can't relax away. Once that feeling has disappeared, and the feeling of my chest is now gone, you can either try another feeling in the body which needs your attention, to use mindfulness and its letting be for it to disappear. Or, if you wish, you can go straight to your mind. The body is relaxed. So now we learn how to relax our mind. So to start off with, you ask yourself, am I peaceful Am I agitated right now? How is the state of my mind? And asking a question makes you mindful, aware of what I call the peaceometer. How peaceful you are, or how agitated. Once you know how peaceful or how agitated you are, then you can find how the way you look at that peace or agitation changes the amount of peace you have. You learn how to make your mind more and more peaceful, so nothing disturbs it. So all you're focusing on right now, all you're mindful of, is how peaceful you are and how to increase that peace, to deepen it. Nothing else. You'll find any thoughts of the past disturbing you. Any plans for the future disturb you again. So you put aside the past and the future. Stay in the present moment and be content just to be here. Happy to be in this moment, resting, leaving all that work, those plans, those decisions to later, not now. When you're ready, when your mind is peaceful enough, you can invite the breath into your mind. Just to know the feeling of the breath coming in, going out. Just like watching the waves on the beach. Waves coming in, waves receding away. Breath coming in, breath going out. As simple as that. One breath at a time. One part of one breath at a time. it helps, you can say breathing in peace, breathe out, let go. Breathing in peace, breathe out, let go. Getting very close to the end of meditation now. So how do you feel this time? How relaxed is your body? And how still is your mind? And what does that feel like? If you can, be mindful of the delight, the pleasure, a relaxed body and a peaceful mind. Because being aware of that delight, that pleasure, will encourage you to meditate more and more and take this pleasure deeper and deeper. The joy of a peaceful mind and a relaxed body. I'm now going to ring the bell 3 times. Please wait till the last ringing of the bell vanishes, and then come out from the meditation. Very good. Very good.